Okay, so here I am with Alyssa and Savannah. Stop. And we're going to be talking about music therapy. We're going to be talking about music. And my question is, what do you think about music therapy? So, whoever likes to go first. Go ahead.
Truthfully, I don't know what music therapy is.
Okay.
To be quite honest.
Well, I'll explain it a little bit. I don't really know anything like crazy, but I know that sometimes music can be therapeutic to people. So like people who have depression or anxiety, it's like when you have like a animal and they're like with you, but apparently it's supposed to help.
Is it like special music? Like
no.
A specific genre.
Well, it's like I guess I don't know. Like soft,
well,
soothing.
I think whatever works for you works. If it works for you.
Hard rock.
If you think hard rock and, you know, metal music, that calms you, then you do you, honey.
Yeah.
But
people use it. I think they use it for babies, too.
They use it in the elderly.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it with, like, people who have dementia, and it's, like, helpful.
Brings back their memories.
Yeah. Like, there was this video, I did a project on it, and the lady was, like, 90, and she didn't have her memory, and she listened to music, and then she could, like, she was like, oh, when I was 15, I was in a
what?
What's it called? A prairie or something like that.
A prairie?
And she was like, because my dad just got a new dog. And like, all these memories started coming back to her.
Interesting.
But she,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, personally, I find other ways to calm down. If that's what, is that what it's used for?
Yeah.
Like, chill out.
Yeah.
Stress.
Yeah, I use other methods, so it's not for me, but...
What other methods?
That's none of your business. We're not talking about that.
Yikes.
What do you mean?
Are you
gonna
take
it too?
No. So, I don't know. I feel like some people think that it's, like, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't do anything.
I don't think that's any of their business. Because if it works for somebody, then that's all that really matters. I don't think that they should have an opinion about it.
Okay, so another question that I have is, what is your favorite genre, or what do you think is the best one?
Alyssa, you can start.
I think it depends on your mood, because I listen to, like, a ton of genres, so, yep.
Oh my gosh.
But, like, I don't know, but,
what's,
like,
the one you listen to most often?
Yeah.
Probably indie, because it's, like, relaxing.
But
besides,
like,
that,
she's a different queen.
Like, if I'm I'm studying and, like, I want to focus, I'll listen to, like, white noise music, which is, like, very, like,
therapy
relaxing
music.
Basically, and, like,
she's a
piano,
therapy music queen.
Like piano.
So elevator music.
Basically. Yep.
That's your favorite genre.
It's not, but, like, I listen to, like, indie pop. If that makes sense. Sort of. Yep.
So that's what you think.
So
the
aesthetic music that's on Tumblr
no.
And on Instagram edits of makeup.
No.
And DIYs.
But, like, what do you throughout history, like, what would you say is the best?
Good 80s rock. Van Halen and Def Leppard. Very iconic. Yes.
Interesting.
Why do you like it?
I don't know. It's because I, like...
Because your parents.
Yeah, I was brought up with it, so...
How do I know the answers to your questions better than you?
because my mom was having a conversation with Savannah once, and then they started talking about 80s rock.
She was a queen.
And then Savannah was like, oh my god, I love Van Halen.
I did not say
yes,
that.
Yes, it was in, like, fifth grade.
I did not.
I recall it quite clearly.
I mean, maybe I said my parents liked it, but I certainly
no,
did
you
not
liked
say
it.
That.
I don't even know who that is. Like, what...
Van
okay,
Halen?
You're a disgrace. Anyways...
Okay, so
like Van
skip.
Halen, Def Leppard, AC/DC, Iron Maiden. You don't know any of those.
You sound like an ASMR. Okay,
anyways. Well, as they know, my music taste has changed quite drastically through the years. Which we're not going to talk about my history, my music style, because that's embarrassing. What we're going to talk about is how. Right now, the last recent years, it's always been R&B, like throwback music, like 90s hip hop. My favorite is Outkast.
Missy Elliott.
Yes. So.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Do I have to say why?
Yeah.
just it like I just feel like when I listen to that music, it's always pretty relaxing. You can chill and listen to it, but also be a little hype, but in a chill way. And I'm into that. I like drive into it and be like, ooh. So that's why I listen to it. And you can listen to it anytime. If you're sad, you listen to it. And you're happy. Or if you're happy, you listen to it, you get even more hype. So that's why I listen to it.
I just realized, this is completely off topic, but that line thing, mm-hmm. I didn't know that it continues to a new one. I thought that that meant you had to stop it because that's the time limit.
You made me kept stopping and stuff too.
Yep.
Oh. And
the
reasons why or whatever.
Okay, so another question that I have for you guys along for music is, how has your music changed throughout the years and why?
When I was a kid, I think that a big part of it is, like, whatever's in style at the time. That's kind of, like, what you listen to, but you seem to like. So, like, when we were younger, it was a lot of, R&B, so to say, that was most popular. So, I, like, listened to music like that. And then, elementary school, that kind of time, is a lot of pop
yes.
type of music. Yep. So, that was kind of what I liked then. Middle school, I just did my own thing. We ain't going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about them.
K-pop is actually coming back. That's
yeah.
something we should talk about.
That kind of made me mad because...
It's from Korean, but I've never heard of any songs because I have no interest in it.
Okay, Alyssa.
Just because you're Korean is we don't
do it. Yeah.
This girl in my Spanish class, she was like... You're
okay, Alyssa, I'm going to continue. So... So, no, Alyssa, we're not restarting it. So anyways,
I sound like such a...
You made me lose my train of thought. Shut up. So, when I was in middle school and I did like K-pop, I thought I was different. And I actually listened to it like when I was a kid too, just because I liked how it sounded. And some of my cousins listened to it, so I would also. And then once I got older, everybody was attacking me over it. I kind of got over it. It was like, yeah, this is it for me. I'm tired of this. And then once high school, what's the word? Continued. That wasn't the word I was thinking of, but that's a good word. As high school went through, then everybody else started listening to it. And I was like, y'all really got me messed up. Like, when I listened to it, y'all attacked me. But now it's cool because you listened to it? I don't think so. So,
yeah.
I kind of outgrew that phase.
It's something that happens a lot. Like, I never even heard of K-pop until, like, everyone started talking about
yeah.
it. Like, it wasn't just, like, a couple people. It was, like, everyone. And then we were like, oh my god, K-pop, BTS.
Literally, I listened to K-pop when BTS first, like, was a thing. Nobody listened to them. And then they kind of, like, grew in popularity, especially here. And then, like, their music is okay, but they're definitely not the best. It's just because they're good looking.
Yeah.
And
I don't
like,
even think they're that good.
At the
just
Billboard,
regular guys.
Yeah, at the Billboard Music Awards, it was like, everyone freaked out when they said that
yes.
they were there. And I was like, what the, what? When I liked them, nobody cared.
Well, she's like one of those people.
Trends change.
Yeah, that is true. But I feel like they're only popular because they're a trend. And I don't know why they're a trend. Like, I feel like it's just because they're not
American
they're
really
and
good.
They don't sing.
They're good
Americans. English. They don't sing in English.
Yes.
Which also I don't understand because I feel like...
Everyone's just like, ooh, it's a bop, but like no one knows what they're saying. They could be like...
I don't think you need to know what they're saying.
I hate America.
I think that there's a few reasons because like the main reason why I like them is because they're such good performers. They're good looking. They can dance. They can sing. All of that.
I've seen the damn thing.
That
it's
sounds
a,
like
it's,
wicked.
I think
that...
But. Okay. Well, So just together as a group, they're always really together. I mean, the choreography is eh, but it's like the way that they're always together and what they do. And some are better than others. Like, one of the groups I used to like was EXO. Their choreography, always A1. So good.
I feel like nowadays, like, you could have music that you hate so much, and because they play it on the radio, like, 24/7, you eventually start liking it. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know for, like, Finesse...
Yeah.
Everyone hated that song, like everyone, and I even hated it at first, and now I hear it all the time and I'm like, okay, like this is a jam.
I definitely like the original Finesse better. I mean, I do like Cardi B, but like she wasn't giving
me a vibe. I feel
like
they don't mix together. Like
yeah.
there's certain genres of music that mix really well, and like Cardi B and Bruno Mars just wasn't, like, I wasn't
on it. I really liked his music, but an unpopular opinion, so I don't like her. I just don't like her style, but...
I feel like she's only being extra because in the music industry, you have to be extra to get attention.
I feel like...
She damaged your voice.
I did. No, that was SZA.
Oh.
SZA is wrong a beautiful one. Singer.
Her live singing, though...
I've never heard her live singing.
Trash.
But she's a very good singer, and I feel like, I don't know.
She damaged her vocal cords.
And that's also another thing, because, like, people are like, oh my gosh, I love this artist, and I love this music and stuff like that, but, like, if you listen to them live, it's like, whoa. Like, there's this one time I heard Selena Gomez, and I used to, like, bop to her songs when I was, like, 12 and a half.
I think and everyone
then,
did.
Yeah, and then, like, one day I heard her live, and I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. This sounds terrible.
That's another thing. I feel like in the music industry now, you don't have to be a good singer or performer to be popular.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's not necessarily a good thing, I don't think. I think that's kind of... Because then I feel like people who are actually good don't really get much credit, except for, like, a few outliers. But it's like, you see these people who are so talented, and it's like, nobody's talking about it. They're just talking about who's the worst.
But yeah, because, like, most times, like, you see people who are really talented, and they're not the extra people. Like, Cardi B, you put her on a live stage, and you take the music off, or just have her sing, like, she's sounding like
trash,
like,
and I promise you that. Please stop.
Yeah. Well, like, if you have... Who's someone who's, like...
Well, like, Bruno Mars, for example, he's a really good live performer. His voice is amazing, live, and it sounds the same recorded.
You know what I really like doing? I like watching, like, those things in the car where, like, James Corden. And
Adam Levine, he has a good voice.
Yeah, Adam Levine does have a good voice. But I love watching those because you, like, learn so much, and, like, they can't hide behind it. Like, they either sound really good or they don't.
They either lip sync to the song that's already playing, and then you're like, yeah, we know you're trash. Or they expose themselves for how, not untalented, but how they're not as good as they portray themselves to be.
And, like, I don't know if you guys know this, but Jason Derulo, he's, like, a pop singer, and, like, he's kind of, like, sexual in his songs
and
stuff.
He used to be really popular when I was in, like, elementary school.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in, like, that pop category.
Mm-hmm. But I guess, apparently, he used to train to be an opera singer. And, no, but listen, he was in the car with James, and he started singing, and his voice was, like, amazing. It was just, it blew my mind. Because, like, all I could, like, think about was, like, Jason Derulo, like, doing choreography and, like, singing the same lines for, like, 4 minutes. And then he, like, he's an opera singer. Or he trained to be one.
That's, like, it's weird how, like, they change genres so fast, because if you think about, like, One Direction, how they used to be, like, only talking about love and these certain songs, then they all kind of, like, branched out, and they all have such
different
styles.
I love it.
Zayn and Harry Styles are definitely
up
there.
Yes, Harry Styles. Harry Styles.
He's still in the poppy type of thing, though.
He is, but it's different.
Whereas like, Harry Styles' new album, like, if you listen to, I forget which one it is. It's not Kiwi. It's one of the ones.
Kiwi's good.
It's like a really rock sound in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It's Kiwi. I wasn't sure if it was that one. But then you have, like, Sign of the Times. It's like super slow.
He's kind of doing the same thing as, like, Shawn Mendes. Like, I watched this video of Shawn. Don't laugh. It's not funny.
Just smile.
But, like, they do this.
Alyssa, we know what it means.
But what he does is he sings different kinds of music because he realizes that people don't, like, have one specific type. So he likes to sing, like, R&B songs, and then, like, slow songs and love songs, and then, like, meaningful, kind of, like, uplifting, like, those things are, like, juxtaposition, just kidding, they kind of, like, it's, like, a contrast, because it's, like, really upbeat, but it's talking about something really heavy, so, like, I don't know, that's kind of, like, Harry Styles' music, and I really like it.
I feel like in order to be successful, you kind of have to be able to conform to what your audience wants and what everybody else is listening to, because I feel like even a year down the line, Cardi B is not going to be popular because every single one of her songs sounds exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like The Weeknd, but they still have, like, a powerful platform.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do, but I don't... I think The Weeknd, like, I feel like they're just... I don't know. They have this, like, one type of way of singing And like their music is like, I don't know, it's just so irritating. I know you like The Weeknd, but it's funny.
I feel like he, because his music doesn't come out so often, I feel like that's part of like when I heard that like his new album's coming out, I got so excited.
Yeah.
And actually the first time that I heard Call Out My Name, I didn't like it at all. I only liked two of the other songs on his album because there was only 6 songs and I was like, bro, we all know darn well you could have made more songs.
But I feel like that's how they get their fame though. Like,
yeah.
People just want to know, like, does it sound good or does it not? So everyone listens to it.
But actually, that's another thing. Like, what you said before, the more I listened to it, the more that I found certain parts that, like, I just liked better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the second part of the chorus, the sound kind of changes a little bit to the first part of the chorus. I don't know how to explain it. Like, you know when the chorus comes up twice?
Yeah.
The first chorus sounds in one way, the second one sounds another.
That's cool.
So I get excited for the second part of the song. But also,
again, I am wondering why you are laughing.
Yeah.
You're like,
it was just the way she was describing it.
Oh. But
well,
you're attacking
like,
me.
No. Like all their songs sound the same, but
well,
like some
there, it's one guy.
I always refer
that's why I was
yeah,
so
when
excited.
I think of The Weeknd, I think of multiple people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I was like, but yeah.
And like, somehow they still have like a really strong like fan base.
And not only that, but like every single time he sings, his voice stays in this it's like a box.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And it just like every time you open it, you know that's exactly how it's gonna sound, and that's him, and it's like very annoying. Well, his, not like an I don't know.
Yeah, his well, I saw him in concert, and his voice definitely sounds exactly the same in concert than it does.
That's
in,
really good.
In music.
I feel like that's true talent.
Like, and when he performs live, it is like way better than in the songs itself. Like, it was probably like the best experience I've ever had was going to see him. It was so much fun. Like, he just really gets involved, and like you can tell that he really means what he's saying, and he feels the emotions of his songs.
Yeah, I feel like that's another thing too. Like, if I'm listening to someone sing something and like you're supposed to be like in the genre of like slow, smooth, and you're not, and I'm not
saxophone
feeling that
background.
I'm not feeling that vibe. Like, you're not getting my attention. It's like kind of like acting. Like, you have to portray it, which I feel like is really hard with music. Cause like, you can have someone do your lyric, like create your lyrics for you, but you get so much more attention if you do them by yourself, and if you have a good voice, and if you know how to do emotion. So it's like really hard.
You have
to
really feel what you're singing, and if you don't, then it's kind of just too artificial. And no one really wants that.
I mean, like a lot of people are like starting to snap out of it, kind of.
Yeah. I feel like people are just done with that. You got any opinions? You're awfully quiet.
Not really. I mean, I've been to a lot of concerts, and like the best was probably the 1975 because they're just so like into what they make.
I feel like that's another thing too, because like 1975, they're very like, they appeal to like a certain emotion.
Yeah.
They don't really like stick to like, I mean, they stick to a genre, but they don't really like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like when it's like raining outside and you're going for a drive and you don't really know where to go. Like, I feel like that's their type of music, and like,
yeah, they tried to switch it up, but I mean, it still kind of sounds the same.
Like,
but he like writes music himself, and like it's very like,
it's probably hard for artists to like who do one certain thing for so long that when they try to change it, people are like, no, this doesn't work.
Yeah,
that, I feel like that happens a lot.
I feel like that's why country singer, I can't, that I feel like that's why like Jason, he decided that he wasn't gonna be an opera singer. Like, you don't train that hard to be an opera singer and just change up to do pop. Anyone can do pop.
There's no demand for opera singing anyways, so
yeah,
I feel like he kind of, maybe he just did the training maybe he just like did the training just to like learn classically how to sing, but then he decided down the line that like he could apply those same strategies to any other type of singing.
Yeah, I don't know, I feel like that just sucks because like you have such good music.
That's like going to dance school and then dancing on the streets of LA for $1 a day.
Good analogy. Great analogy.
But it's true. Like, I don't know. I feel like it sucks because people are like, oh, if I become a good singer, then I can be famous. And it's like,
yeah,
that's
exactly
true, but
it's like everything.
Mm. It seems like some people just blow up immediately. But some people just, they never really make it. Like, you see these people on social media and they're like, oh, follow me, listen to my SoundCloud, you know,
yeah,
add me, share it. And it's like, sometimes it's good, but they never really go big. And then there's some people who aren't that good, but they go big purposely because they aren't that good. Which I don't think is fair.
I feel like a lot of people, they like, they don't pay attention to instrumental music. I love instrumental music.
Yes. I could tell when I illegally downloaded all your music and there was like tons of songs from Twilight. I was like,
yeah, because like people hear like Twilight and they're like, oh my god, that stupid movie. But like if you really listen to their music, it's so nice.
The piano and like the violin, like any sort of string instrument, I always love listening to that.
Like, to be honest, to be honest, I feel like that type of music, it like kind of just goes with everything. Like, it falls under instrumental, but like you can get, like, people are like, oh no, like this is stupid, but like you can get hyped to a instrumental song, or you can be like, seriously though, you could be like really relaxed, or you could just be like in a good mood, like uplifting. Like, it has like all these different things, and it's like, I don't know, I want to learn how to do that, because I feel like that is like true music.
We watched, well, we read the book and then we watched, it was, I think it was actually a lot. We read Fahrenheit 451.
I love that book.
And then it's later on, we watched, I think it was supposed to be a movie based on it, but it was called 2048. I don't remember if it was based on another book or not, but it had like this concept where,
it's not a game.
Like, everybody, maybe. Oh yeah,
it is a game.
Maybe it was a different year. Maybe it was like 2028. It was something like that. But anyways, it was supposed to be like where everybody was at the same level. So if you were better at something, then you got like this handicap to make you level with people that weren't as smart as you or not as good at something as you. And in the movie, it was only like 20 minutes long, but they had like this cello piece.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that like towards the end of the movie, it just gave me chills because it was so like eerie sounding. So I went and bought the song, and like that song made me want to learn how to play the cello because it sounded so nice.
Okay, so another question is, what do you guys think will be music in the future? Like, what do you think, like, what genre or, like...
I feel like R&B and, like, that type of genre will just stay, like, because it's gotten so big over the years and now people, like, love it. But, like, all of the, like, the musicians.
Artists.
Or just like they just want to continue that.
What a word. I feel like because now recently I feel like music is trying to address more serious issues, like what I talked about yesterday with the This Is America. I feel like more artists are going to try to address issues like that, but it's going to like change depending on whatever's going on at the time, or like it's going to address some issues that maybe we don't talk about as much. Like I can think of, like, I'm sure there's gonna be artists talking about like domestic violence and stuff like that, because you don't really
are already,
but yeah, but mm-hmm. They're not that popular, or like the songs that do exist, there's a lot of symbolism that you don't identify with. Yeah,
I feel like a lot of people are starting to like really appreciate the truth, because they're starting to realize like all of this crazy stuff is happening, and like there's so much fake news, and there's so much this, like, it didn't happen the way it did. So when people are telling the truth or like speaking stuff in their music, it's really powerful. Like, I know that Kendrick Lamar, mm-hmm. I think he's the one who I was listening to a song of, and like the stuff that he, like, people listen to music to like get that hype type of feeling or like follow along with everyone else, but if you really listen to their music, like, it's like, oh my god, they're just like exposed so many people. Like, I read this thing the other day about how one of this, like, this guy wrote a song and like literally was out for like a year or something, and no one even listens to the lyrics, and I guess he ended up getting like 4 or 5 guys arrested because he exposed them in his song. And like, I didn't even know that. Like, I had to listen back to it, and like, it's like hidden in his music, but it like, once you listen back to it, it's like, oh my gosh, like he literally, like, sometimes these people are really talking about like real stuff. Like, they're not just like, oh, I killed this guy. Like, he actually killed this guy. It's like, whoa.
I don't know. I just feel like R&B is, and just like rap in general, is just very popular now.
Yeah, I was saying to her yesterday, I was like, you know, R&B artists always kind of address those types of issues, which I feel like are being popularized now. Whereas, if we were talking about country, you're not going to hear a message about gun violence in a country song. And if you do, there's a problem.
Yeah.
They got something else going on in their lives.
Well, even if it does, I almost feel like it's like those genres just create like what people feel like they should sing about. Because I feel like R&B has always addressed like problems that other singers won't. And like,
I think it's just because like in general R&B artists usually grow up with not the greatest background, at least the popular ones do. And even if they do grow up in like a good environment, and they still are aware of the issues around them that maybe they didn't deal with, but they see other people with. So I feel like they're just in that place to where they can make music that other people like them can identify with, and that just seems to be the type of music they listen to the most.
Yeah. Also because so many people are like, like back in the day when like all these school shootings and stuff didn't happen, like there's so many people who couldn't relate to their music or like didn't know like the fear that they had felt at one point. But now because so many people have experienced it, or they're starting to realize like this is real life, like people are starting to tune in on that and really appreciate people who know how to like speak through their music.
Yeah.
This is really important because like I feel like a lot of artists, like they don't know how to talk about it, so they do it through music, and it like helps with people because like I know, like, I don't like to talk about my feelings, and, like, listening to music, it just, like, relaxes me. So, like, hearing something about how someone else feels, it just, like, it's, like, a good relationship.
Yeah, it's, like, one of those things where it's, like, you have to make the uncomfortable make it comfortable. Getting to know, like, these separate issues that even if you don't deal with it, or if you do, you should definitely listen to somebody else's perspective on it. Because I think that if you're more aware, that just makes life a little bit easier for everybody else, and you can be a little bit more compassionate with other people, and that's important, like, in a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
To not be a little, you know what? I try not to swear. I almost did before, and I was like...
There's this artist, Jessie Reyes, and she's not popular. Like, well, she's popular, but, like, no one really knows about her. Like, I don't even know how I found her. You never heard of her?
I only know her because you made me download her music.
Well, what is she? Like, what's her genre?
I don't even know. It's
she's,
like this.
She's kind of like the alternative R&B.
But she's very like aggressive in her music, like very, like almost to the point where it's like, oh my god. Like, there's this one time, she talks about her experiences, and there's this one time, I guess, she really wanted to be a singer, and she talked about like an interview, so this is where I'm getting this from, it's not from the song, but how this guy was basically like, you're not gonna get anywhere without us, and it was basically just like guys being really sexist and talking about how like she needs to be the submissive ideal woman in the music industry in order to get where she wanted to be. And it was just like really like eye-opening for her, and like her music speaks a lot about that, and it's like when I listen to it, it's like, oh my god,
that's probably the music that I identify with the most, is like talking about like issues with women's rights and everything. Like, I don't really hear much of it, but when I do, it really gets me going. It's like,
yeah,
it gets me mad. That's like one of those things that like I really appreciate when people make it aware, or make people aware of it, like Me Too and stuff like that, or like hashtag never again, stuff like that.
Yeah,
those aren't necessarily music, but like if somebody were to make music based around that, I think that would really go
plus it
crazy.
Helps people who like have gone through that like cope, sort of, And, like, another thing is, like, she's not that famous, but she's getting famous because of the fact that, like, people are like, wow, she knows how to, like, mix in her music and be talented as well as, like, tell the truth. And also because, you know, a lot of people are like, yeah, we don't want to hear about another girl getting, like, raped or another girl getting sexually harassed, but it's like,
I think people just don't realize how often it happens, and you need to know the authenticity of what reality is.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people make their music authentic, it really are like, this is how it is, so don't try to avoid it. I mean, it's like for somebody to say like, oh, I don't want to hear about another sexual harassment, it's like, that's like if in the past with slavery and stuff,
mm-hmm.
if a bunch of white people were like, oh, I don't want to hear about another slave, it's what's happening. There was many of them. There's a lot of sexual harassment cases going around right now. Some of them were exaggerated,
mm-hmm.
just for publicity, but that's something else. Just in general, it happens a lot on a small scale and a large scale with, like, people in college, people in high school, even younger than that sometimes, in the workplace, just all that type of stuff. So I think that it would be good for people to acknowledge it more, especially through music, where it's a lot more powerful than maybe if you were just to see it in the news. Some people ignore it through that.
Another thing is, like, I think it's so cool how, like, the majority of music can, like, come from your voice. Like,
mm-hmm.
the fact that we're able to make, like, such beautiful noises, it's just so, like...
And pentatonics, where they make...
Yes,
they,
pentatonics.
They, like, can make a whole song just with their voices.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it actually is. Like, listening to people be able to do that, that's another thing that's coming in, like, a cappella groups,
yeah.
and... stuff like that, like, they're getting so popular because, like, it takes so much talent. Like, they do covers mostly, but, like, to hear people be able to do that with their voice, and, like, there's no covering that. Like, you can't be an a cappella group and then be like, oh, we're just gonna go live on stage, sound nothing like our music, and sound like trash. Like, you have to be talented.
Yeah.
Okay, so today, well, now I am here with my cousin Leah, and this is awesome as well because Leah knows a lot about music, apparently, because she's a singer, and she does stuff and plays at the school. So, Leah, what is choir like and being a singer, and what does it do for you? And how does it make you feel? And what does music
not
mean
all
to
at
you?
Once.
What does music, just explain to me.
Well, let's start with how it makes me feel. I mean, I feel like a bunch of people say this and, like, it's corny or whatever, but it just makes me feel happy. Like, it's what I come to school for. I don't like school. I like the music department and the theater department. That's it. And that's what I come here for. I mean, that's what I'm going to college for, so that's the bad on that. But it makes you feel happy. I just enjoy myself whenever I'm singing. And it I can always count on, like, Allegretto's to make me feel better if I'm having a rough day. What was one of the other questions?
What's it, like, what does music mean to you? Like, how is it important? What do you think it does for people?
Well, it's important to me because it helps me express myself.
In what ways?
Huh?
Like, how?
Okay, this seems weird, but when I walk home, I sometimes I'll just start singing a tune, you know? And then I'll put words to it, and then I'll record myself while I'm walking home so I can remember it
when
and
do
then
you
write
do
it
this?
Down. When I walk home alone. Like, if I have rehearsal and then I have to walk home alone. Mm-hmm. but, yeah, I do that. And, like, I don't know. And sometimes when I'm in my room, I take out my journal and I write lyrics in there. Even if it doesn't have, like, a tune to it, it's just lyrics. So, maybe, I guess it doubles as a poem, if you think about it.
a limerick, you know? I don't know, it just helps, that way, like, it helps me express. And even in, like, regular songs, like, you can always put, like, tons of emotion into songs, like Adele or Sam Smith or, you know, that's my shirt.
How did it end up in my
Okay. That was weird.
So, I, like, when you said that you wanted to do, like, music in college, I feel like a lot of people don't take that seriously. Because they're like, oh, like, music, whatever, like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, they say it's, like, a hard thing to pursue. I mean, I'm not really going for music. I mean, okay, I'm majoring in musical theater and acting and such, and I'm minoring in music education, but, it is a hard field to be in because, like, well, musical theater, that means auditions, and auditions are really, really hard, and most of the times you don't get in, and, like, there's, different actresses and actors and people who are struggling trying to get auditions, and they have to work, like, 3 or 4 jobs to just, like, be able to live on their own, you know? So it is really, really hard, and, you know, it's like you're a big fish in Malonia, but you're a small fish in, like, the whole world. So that's just, it's scary. But music, it's a little bit easier, but it's still very hard because you have to know theory. I have to start taking some theory classes because Honey doesn't know stuff. I'm section leader next year, and I don't know how to, like, I know how to play the piano, and I know what my notes are, but, like, if somebody plays a note on the piano, I cannot tell you what it is. And I, like, if I look at a song I've never seen before, I cannot tell you the starting note. I cannot plunk it out. I can't. So,
I feel like it's so weird, though, because, like, you have that where you have to, like, audition and, like, train really hard and be the best of the best. And then there's people on the radio where you literally just sing or, like, do auto-tune and everyone loves you.
It's more about image. It's what people want to see for, like, yeah, radio stuff.
It's so weird, though, because, like, I don't know. And then you, most of the time, like, you it's easier for you to get a job as a musician, like, on the radio through social media. Mm-hmm. And you make so much more money and so much quicker than if you were to, like, go to college for music and actually mm-hmm. learn how to sing.
Yeah.
And, like, use your voice instead of, like, a computer.
Exactly.
That's so weird.
It's crazy. It's upsetting.
Yeah.
Like, Justin Bieber. Like, how he got found off of a YouTube video or whatever.
That's literally, like, everyone we know now, that's how it is.
And, like, he does have a talented voice, but, like, he doesn't do anything to better it, you know? Like, he doesn't learn about it.
He has a regular voice. That's the thing. Like, people are, like, for music-wise, they settle for average. And, like, if you listen to him live, he has nothing special to his voice. Mm. Whereas, like, if you were to listen to someone who, like, made their way there and, like, sings on Broadway or stuff, they have stuff to their voice.
And people think, like, a Broadway singers all sound the same, but they really don't. Like, if you listen to, say, like, Sutton Foster, she sounds way different from, I'm forgetting the name. Give me a second. It's coming.
I feel like
Mike, Feist? Don't know how to pronounce his last name. Even though they're, like, boy and girl, but I'm just saying, like, it's two way, way different voices in how they sound when they sing. So, that's that.
Yeah. You know, another thing is, like, people don't realize how much music, like, contributes to everything, because, like, imagine, like, watching a movie and having absolutely no music, like, background music included, like, having no music.
Picture the Spy Kids. Spy. Or, like, any spy movie.
Yeah. You know,
like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, when they're coming down from the ceiling, all you hear is instead, like, who wants that? Nobody.
It's just so weird to think about, because, like, I don't even think like, when I hear music, it's just, like, another part of my life, and I don't even realize how important it is. Like, people are like, oh, yeah, like, obviously they're in movies, but, like, who really thinks about that? Like,
dancers.
True. A lot of people wouldn't have careers if it wasn't for music.
Like, I know now, like some modern stuff is, like, doing it to just, like, stories or, like, just somebody talking about something.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, originally, obviously, it's from music. It's from, like, traditional just band music and stuff until it was done, like songs with lyrics. But, like, you wouldn't have that if it weren't for music.
Yeah. And I feel like it's important to have, like, a balance, too, because you never know the way music's gonna go. Like, at any point in time, music, people could just decide that they no longer want to hear, like, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, Drake. Mm. Like, they don't want to hear those people anymore, and they want to hear people who have actual talent. And then everyone who gets famous off of social media, like Cardi B, Justin Bieber, Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
Like, all of those people who got famous. Well, I mean, they do have nice voices, but they don't know how to sing. You know what I mean? Like, they couldn't, like, show up somewhere where, like, it would be a professional singer.
Like, if they were in a music theory class, they wouldn't know Patouche. I'll tell you that.
I mean, some people do, though. That's the thing. Like, some people. Shawn Mendes, like, I guess you can get a kind of a feel for, like, who does what. Because there's certain artists who don't do anything on their own. Like, it's auto-tune, it's computer, it's stuff like that. And then you have the people like Shawn Mendes who can sing, but they, you know, he uses auto-tune.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows how to play the guitar, and he plays it, which is, like, kind of, like, the other side of the spectrum for music. And then there's, like, people who are, like, on Broadway who, like, actually know how to do that. I feel like people should do a mix of it, because I feel personally, like, it's more important. I feel that it's more, like, of a connection. You feel more, like, I don't know how to describe it. When you hear people playing an actual instrument, or you see, like, live music.
It just feels real.
Yeah.
Like, raw.
It's actually real.
Mm.
Like, literally.
Going back, like, Charlie Puth, he went to art school, so he knows, like, his stuff.
That's weird, though, because
My dentist told me that.
I just told him, like, who is your dentist?
She's great. She's getting great.
But it's weird, because, like, Charlie Puth, he's, like, a regular pop guy who just sings like the rest of them. But he took the time and went to art school. Mm-hmm. So, like, how do you go from... Like, earlier I was talking with Savannah and Alyssa about how people, like, change up so much to, like, kind of, like, fit in. Like, Jason Derulo. I think I told you this, but, like, how he was a, how he trained to be an opera singer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's so cool. Like, if I trained to be an opera singer, I would love to add that into my music. And he doesn't, like, you would never, ever know.
Yeah.
And, like, people try and fit in with, like, everyone else and just forget about that. Like, why would you spend all that time?
And you know what I hate? Okay, this is, like, a whole different topic. But, like, when people stereotype, like, genres of music, like, opera, for instance, like, Jason Derulo, like, you can hear his music now, and it's, like, whole different vowels, a whole different, like, way to pronounce words, stuff like that, and you wouldn't guess that he has the training of an opera singer, and, like, just because you're, I feel like just because you're an opera singer doesn't mean, like, I don't know, like, you know, they imagine them, like, fat Viking ladies, like, that's not what it is.
I mean, I personally don't imagine a fat Viking lady when I imagine.
And they're not all, like, snooty and, like, rich, I guess. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of people who just, like, see that when they think of an opera singer.
I wouldn't. I feel like if you go to train in music, it's like dance. Like, you know that the chances of you getting somewhere with that, doing it the proper way, is so low.
Example,
like, you have to fight for that.
Mrs. Sakura, my English teacher in the 7th grade, she was an opera singer. She showed us some videos. She's really good.
How do you go from
But and now that's just she's now an English teacher, and she also quit her job. So,
as an English teacher?
Yes, she quit a year after I left. But yeah, like it's crazy, like the difference, like it's. Once you get there, like, once you get to the top of the top, like, if you're a, like, known, like, opera singer, I guess, it's also very hard to stay on top. Like, you have to just keep, like, getting better and better, or just maintaining, like, an image, you know?
Yeah.
Because if not, then you're an English teacher. Even though she was a very, very, very good English teacher, and she did have, like, you know, all the things to become an English teacher.
That's kind of the same for, like, artists on the radio, though, because...
Yeah.
They have to fight for it, too, but it's, like, it's... I feel like it's not as difficult, because you just basically have to have a good producer. Mm-hmm. And that's so sad. Okay. I'm gonna ask you another question. Sorry. That was scary. Okay, so who is your favorite artist, or who are your favorite artists, and why?
Alrighty. I'm gonna forget a lot though. Adele, Sam Smith, those two are because I like how they take like a gospel take on their music. I really like, especially Adele, and they put a lot of emotion into their music, in recording and on stage. You can always see the emotion in their face. I like Sarah Bareilles.
Oh yeah,
I love her. She, I don't know. Her voice is just like magical.
She has a nice voice, but I feel like there's nothing special to her. I actually kind of hate her music.
Really?
I hate listening to her songs.
Oh, there's this one song, Gravity. It's like my overall favorite song. Like, I freaking love that song. Who else?
As far as Adele goes, I feel like
she can be a bit overrated sometimes.
Yeah, or like, I don't know, I just feel like she has such a powerful voice that even if she wanted to be in, like, if she wanted to go for, like, opera or Broadway or something, like, she could make her way towards that. Like, she's mm-hmm. one of those people that got famous. Not because she really... Well, I'm not saying that they don't work for it, but they didn't work as hard and, like, go to college to train to be that way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she could do both. Mm-hmm. Which is cool.
I'm trying to think of other artists I like and I listen to.
There's another person.
I don't even listen... Oh, my God. I don't even listen to the radio that, like... Well, I mean, I'm in my car.
We're doing a podcast.
I don't really listen to the radio that much anymore, like, or, just, like, regular music, I guess, because I listen to Broadway soundtracks too much. So I can't really, like, I can't really remember, like, what I would listen to. I like Paramore, even though that's a band. And their songs are just fun.
Their songs used to be so different,
yeah, and
now they're so, like...
I don't know, they're just, in different times, like, I don't know, they're just equally as fun, just to sing to.
Yeah, but they kind of just, like, adapted to everyone else's music.
Yeah.
Which is annoying.
I wish they just stayed true to, like, what they want to do, you know?
Yeah, but then you don't get fame.
That's so bad. That's so bad, like, you think about it, like... If you change to have somebody be drawn to you, like, and not stay true to how you want your music, like, that's bad.
Okay, so another thing I wanted to talk about as far as music goes are instruments. Because obviously you can make music with your voice, but how far are you really going to get without instruments? And, like, now, today, people really don't, they don't play instruments as much. It's kind of just, like, I can press this button and it plays the trombone for me, like, stuff like that. And people have, because technology has become such, like, a big thing now, people are very talented in doing that, which is cool, because it's, like, a new way to do it. But at the same time, it's, like, no one really pays attention to actual instruments. And I feel like that now is, like, the real challenge. Like, sure, you could press a couple buttons and make it sound good, but can you learn some notes? So how do you feel about that?
Let me just... Okay. So when it comes to actual instruments and you playing, like, in real life, an instrument... it's just, I keep saying the word raw, but it's really, like, the only word that I feel expresses it enough. If you wanted to, I don't know, like, slides, you know, on the guitar when it goes, ew, or, just in any instrument, really, but, I don't know, like, you could do, like, little, nuances that you can't do on, like, technology.
Oh, yeah, based. I get what you're saying.
And it just doesn't, it doesn't sound natural when you're on technology, you know? I don't know. It could also be really choppy and not put together well. but, okay, for example, Danny Lorenzo. That kid can play saxophone. That kid can play saxophone.
Stop!
He can. It's beautiful. It makes me cry. But if you were to have, like, a saxophone option on the technology, on the computer, it won't sound the same. You won't get the warmth. You won't get that feeling, you know? Like, you get like, a certain expression. Even if you can't see, like... Expression doesn't have to be face. It could just be, like, the way they just produce the music. I don't know. It's just, like, some sort of feeling. Like, it just comes out in anything that you do to put expression into.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, if you were to do, like, take a test and play, like, a clip of, like, a computer-generated instrument sound. Instrumental clip. And then have one of someone actually playing it, I think a lot of people wouldn't know the difference. So it's like I could, like, for me personally, because I don't know anything about music, if I hear something on the radio and then I find out that it's, like, not someone actually playing it, it's just some recording or whatever, it's like, oh, like, I wouldn't know that. I would still get the same feeling. It's like, it's like doing a... experiment with a placebo, and everyone's like, yeah, I know music, and they don't.
There was this one song that my friend showed me, and he kind of, like, forced me to listen to it, just put the headphones on me, and I was like, okay, this is my life now. So I'm listening to it, and he's like, listen for the saxophone. So I'm listening, and you could tell, like, I mean, at least I can tell, and he can tell that it's real, and, like, it was somebody in the recording studio recording it, going, wah, wah, and it sounded really good, and it made me feel happy. So, I feel like you just wouldn't get that same thing with somebody, like, you just, like, click a button, and it was a sound, you know?
Yeah. Also, it kind of, between... people doing it, like, as a computer and, like, faking it almost, and
sorry,
and actually playing an instrument in the recording studio, it kind of relates to, like, society, because nowadays you're seeing people who, like, are like, oh, you're not natural, I don't like this, or, like, you don't sing well live, I don't like that. And, like, that's always been a thing, but now it's becoming more serious because I feel like people grew out of the whole artificial phase. So now we're like, okay, let's see the real beauty in who's natural. So like, now I feel like now people are starting to be like, oh, he plays an instrument. Like, even if he's not that great of a singer, he plays an instrument and he knows how to do it. Like Ed Sheeran. Like, everyone loves the fact that he knows how to play an instrument. Or Lindsey Stirling. Like, I swear, you could play, like, we were talking about this earlier, how I like Twilight soundtracks, because of the music, it's really nice, but, like, that compared to Lindsey, like, I would pick Lindsey any day, because not only, like, knowing that someone knows how to play that beautifully naturally, but also the fact that she'd prefer it rather than follow along with everyone else, it's just... it's really touching. Okay. So, what kind of genres do you like and why?
I like any genre except for like rap. I don't like that much rap. I only listen to some because of my sisters or my friends and they put it on and I'm like, whoa, what is this? I don't like heavy metal. Oh my god, there was this one time I was over at Emma's house, and it was her birthday party, and, like, a bunch of the, backstage crew, like, Eric and
You're talking about these people, like, we know
who they are. Oh, I'm sorry. Backstage crew. There's some guys, and they all listen to the same thing. Oh, and Ryan. They all listen to the same thing, and they were, like, showing the video, and there was, like, dead corpses hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
I was confused. And there was blood all over the people. I was like, no, I feel this like... just isn't for me. Like, no. Why? Like, if that's how you express yourself, go ahead. But, that's just scary to me. And some people like it. And that's their prerogative. But it's just not for me. But I like, I like country. Stop. I like country. They're just... I like country because they always tell stories. Like, they always tell, like, a story.
Yeah, but... That's what my dentist I don't know.
Too. She agrees.
Leah, just stop talking about your dentist. I'm for
sorry.
Real. I'm for real. But, I don't know. For, like, country music, to me, is just so annoying. Because, yeah, like, you go on 95.7 and you hear the same three songs every single day.
But if you, like...
But if you go to a country station, you're hearing the same one, that one single.
Yeah.
On repeat.
Like, what's that
for
song?
The next week.
I
don't know.
The
I don't
Boy
listen.
And the Girl?
That's every country song.
All right.
That's another thing. Like, with country music, you'll never find
it's
anything
It's always a love
different.
Story.
Yes.
Or,
and
like, riding in your truck.
Yes. they don't ever change, and like nowadays I feel like they're just fighting to keep country a thing that they're just trying to make, like, I don't know, they
even
just
though,
don't know how to find different.
Even though Rascal Flatts is a true king. Rascal Flatts is my king.
I think I need to go home.
No.
Okay.
I'm home and I'm sane.
I am home. Okay. Another thing, like,
wait, I don't only like country.
Oh, okay. Like, if you want to keep talking, like...
Yes, I do. I like jazz.
Yeah. I like jazz, too.
I love jazz.
But it's mostly because, like, I know that these people are, like, some serious hard workers with their
True.
Instruments.
Seriously, though. I like jazz not only for the instruments, but jazz singers. Like, again, Ella Fitzgerald. I love her. She rests in peace. But she is freaking amazing. I'm not very educated on jazz singers, but, like, she's just what I've grown up, like, not grown up with, but, like, what I've been introduced to. I always love when we get, like, we have jazz players come into the school to teach us some stuff. I love when they come because I like hearing them. I like soft rock. Yeah, I like what Alicia listens to.
Alternative.
Alter, yeah, that one. And soft rock. I like those. They're, oh my god, there was, frick. I forgot what it was called, but it was by the, it was by Meatloaf, and it's such a good song. I'm telling you, it's such a good song. It's such a jam.
I feel like a lot of people, they're like, ew, alternative music, and that's another thing too. It's like a trend to hate alternative and country music.
Mm. And then if you do, if you listen to like the alternative, like the not like norm, then you're like one of those like kids who are just like out there who like they go thrifting and
they get their eyebrows pierced.
They take photography classes. They're good at art, stuff like that.
That really hurt.
But I like thrifting, and I like alternative music. Okay,
like, you're just getting a little too
I'm
loud.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I think I'm done on the genres, though.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
So, okay, so, along with, like, playing instruments versus...
Oh, and gospel. Sorry.
Thank you. Instruments and, like, DJing, if you would. Do you think that... It, like, what do you think about people who use auto-tune? And, like, do you think that it, like, if they use it, does that mean that they're, like, suddenly, like, a bad... Not suddenly, but do you think that means that they're not as good or not a good singer or artist?
No. I don't automatically think that. Because sometimes it doesn't even have to do anything with the singer. It can be about the producer and how he likes things. It can be, like, some people sound exactly like what they sound, like,
but let's
they
say,
they sound exactly the same, like, in concert.
But let's say this person, like, Selena Gomez, as I reference back to my other
I think
clip,
she's a horrible singer.
She kind of is. But the thing is, like, no one really noticed that she was as bad as a singer until one day, like, they just kind of woke out of that, I'm a 12-year-old who likes this song, mm-hmm. and realized that her singing, like, live is actually terrible, and she needs auto-tune to, act like, literally survive.
Yeah. I like watching the videos on...
But let's say...
It's gonna burp. Wait. No, it's not gonna...
But let's say, like, we're talking about someone like that, like Selena Gomez, who doesn't really sing too well too often live. So, like, does, like, because she uses auto-tune, like, is she not a good singer? I mean, like, artist, I mean.
Because she uses auto-tune, I don't think she's a good artist. And she can't, like, trust herself to sound good. I don't think she's a good singer because she's not a good singer. And I've heard her, like, in concert, like, you know, videos. She's not a good singer. I don't think so, personally. I just don't.
I feel like it, for me, I feel like auto-tune, it's just, like, makeup. Like, you can be pretty and still put makeup on.
Yeah.
And you could be a good singer and use auto-tune to be a great singer. Mm-hmm. But I think that if you use auto-tune, you really have to step it up. Like, tell your producer that, you know, that you don't really care what they say. You're gonna add in your own flavor for your lyrics, because who wants to listen to an all-artificial, like, artist? Like, if Selena Gomez doesn't write her own songs, unless I'm mistaken... And that's, like, part of the reason why I don't listen to her that much, because I know that, like, all of the stuff that she's saying is nothing that she came up with. It's just some same guy who, I swear, the music industry must be using the same guy here, because everything is the same, I swear. And on top of that, she can't even sing, so, like, why am I gonna listen to her?
Yeah. Oh, another artist? I mean, I'm gonna... Demi Lovato.
Yes.
She is, like, amazing, like,
does she write her own music?
I think she writes some of it. Yeah. I'm not sure if all of it is hers, but even still, like, it, she sounds the same.
Yeah.
On and off the radio.
That's why a lot of people like her, too, because Not only that, but I don't know if she writes her own music all the time, but she definitely has, because some of her latest songs are about like personal things and stuff that like she's struggled with. Mm-hmm. So like you can tell, like, not only that, but when she gets up on stage and she can sing about what she's gone through with her own emotions and her beautiful voice, it's like Demi Lovato or Selena Gomez.
Demi Lovato all the way.
Yes. And that's another person who's like that is Kesha. Like, she never used to be like that. She used to be, like, all this different type of thing. But now she can actually, like, talk to people about, oh, this is my song, and this is why, and this is what happened. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really cool. Mm.
I also like Sia.
Yeah, Sia's another person.
She has such a unique voice because she has so many cracks. And, like...
That's another thing, too. It's so strange because people are, like, fighting to sound so perfect and stuff. And then you have singers like Demi Lovato and Sia, mm-hmm. who their voice just, like, cracks in the middle of them singing. Yeah, and you would think that people would be like, oh my gosh, like, learn how to control your voice, but people love that.
Yeah,
it's like you have to be perfect but have perfect imperfections, which is like
when you do crazy. Like the crack thing, it's not even like letting yourself go, it's you also have a sort of control, because if you were to do like the little crack, like, you can't let yourself slide. So like if it was like you can't go like all the way down, like, you have to have some sense of control. But like, I don't know, it's just so like, it is just a very unique trait, and if you could do it right and it sounds good, see ya.
Yeah. So what would you say, what do you like the change with music, like, if you were to listen to music from like, I don't literally mean the 20s, but, like, if you were to listen to music from, like, the 20s to 2018, like, do you like the music back then or now? And, like, or, like, do you...
I like both. I don't know. I feel like anybody would be drawn to something that they haven't grown up with. Like...
Yeah.
Like, they just think it's cooler. Like, I listen to 50s music sometimes. And it's just very, like, fun and stuff to, like, I don't know, like, you just want to dance and, like, be stupid. I don't know, it just gives me that kind of feeling, like a sunny day kind of feel. And even if they're, like, they're sad songs, it's still very, like, I don't know, it just sounds cool. But then there's modern music that we listen to now, and it's also very good. I think it's very good. I don't.
I kind of like, I don't like, it's a really hard question to answer, because, like, back in the day, you can imagine, like, people having fun, and of course, we didn't live in that era, so mm-hmm. it's, like, obviously, I'm going to assume that it was all fun, like, this music is, like, really upbeat, and...
But no, it's just, like, what we are now.
Yeah, but, like... I guess, but it's, like... When I listen to old school music, I imagine people having fun and, like, having a good time.
Yeah.
But I feel like I would have to favor the music now, just because a lot of artists are beginning to talk about stuff that's, like, happening now, like, with sexual assault and, like, mm-hmm. killing and death. And,
yeah, like the topics have taken, like, a brutal turn.
Yeah, and it's, like... There's so many different reasons why I should hate it, but at the same time, like, you can go back in time and, like, hear about that stuff, but I'm automatically going to be drawn towards our music mm-hmm. because it's stuff that, like, I can go outside and hear someone talking about and mm-hmm. be like, wow, this is something that I can relate to as a kid.
Yeah, it's more relatable.
Yeah. And plus, like, I don't know. I feel like back then, it was, like, they still had, like, the same, like, uplifting, hype type of music. But I feel now, since we've been so trained to, like, follow this type of trend, that it's easier for me to find music that everyone else thinks it's, like, exciting. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I just, like, naturally have to favor this type of music. Mm. So yeah, that was a lot of talking about music. And I think I'm done. I don't know. I just hope that I personally think that music should go back in time a little bit, or at least appreciate the people who like fight for music. Cause this is kind of off topic, but kind of the same. Like when you see a dance routine, I'm sure you don't watch dance, but if you were to watch a dance routine and you see someone with good choreography who actually does dance moves versus a so-called dance routine with a whole bunch of acro and flips and aerials and stuff like that, like I would much rather see like the original,
because it's actual artistry. Yeah. It's not just a skill.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just tumbling passes. You can see that in cheer any day.
It's a talent, not a skill. We need more talent.
Exactly, yeah.
So, I don't know about you, but I favor the instrument, true music, and voice.
At the end of the day, it's people who work hard and people who don't.
Yeah.